Yes, everything is all right at the Motown Museum in Detroit this week. The museum has announced a $50 million, 50,000 square foot expansion project. After the announcement, we talked with Motown Museum Chairwoman and CEO Robin Terry about the project. She tells us that it's too early to tell if construction will disrupt visits to Hittsville, USA.
We are trying to design everything in such a way that there's as little disruption as possible. But I think those things, as we refine the experience and what the actual plan is, those things will become more clear to us a little further down the road. But right now, we're trying to avoid that as much as we can.
One of the charms of visiting the museum is how authentic it feels to the peak years of the 1960s. Are you concerned about changing that dynamic?
No, only because that's what we are protecting greatly. So we want to make sure that the authentic experience that our visitors have today, that that does not change. Everything that we're doing, all of the new construction happens behind the museum, and it simply supports or enhances that experience. But that, you know, that is why people travel from all over the world to visit Hittsville, USA, because it's authentic. So we don't ever want to do anything that takes away from that. We simply want to enhance it.
We're talking with Robin Terry, chairwoman and CEO of the Motown Museum in Detroit. This week, they've announced a $50 million expansion of the Hittsville, USA facility where all the legendary Motown music was recorded. Where will the museum get $50 million?
It's a great question, and I think you got to stay tuned. We have some wonderful partners who have already come on board, but there is still an opportunity for foundations, corporations, individuals to be involved in this, and not just locally, but nationally. We're seeing people come forward who just want to make sure this project happens. So, that, you know, the door is open for folks who want to be a part of something that's going to have tremendous impact, you know, not only here in Detroit and in this region, but across the globe, and really making this a destination point.
What does founder Berry Gordy Jr. have to say about this?
He's really excited about this. And, you know, he's at a stage in his life where he's very focused on the telling of the story and how the story will be told long after all of us are gone. And so this project in particular is near and dear to his heart.
When completed, how will tours of the museum change?
I think we'll know better once the experience, again, is more refined. The biggest difference is that people will be able to come here and spend a full day if they want to, because there will be so much that they can engage in, just depending on their level of interest and engagement in the experience. So I think that's the biggest difference. They'll have more retail opportunity. They will have dining opportunities, the theater itself. You'll have live entertainment both during the day and at night. So there'll be so many new, interesting, fun ways that folks can engage in it. So it can certainly take up more of their time.
Tell us about Phil Freeland, the designer you're working with, and why he was chosen.
So Phil Freeland, and I will say this again also, you will learn more about Phil as this project unfolds, but he is the design architect, and most recently he was the lead architect on the new African American Museum on the Smithsonian lawn. So he is truly considered one of the best in his field. And we were drawn to him because he understood the vision that we wanted to achieve, and certainly had the background to support taking on a project like ours in a urban neighborhood environment.
Before you take the girl and say I do now, I'll make sure she's in love with you now. My mama told me you better shop around.
Robin Terry, again, chairwoman and CEO of Detroit's Motown Museum. The Raps are coming off an exciting $50 million expansion of the music mecca. Do you know how many jobs will be created by this expansion?
Those numbers are still coming forward, again, as we refine the experience. But what we're excited about is that we know that it's going to create permanent jobs. We know it's going to create construction jobs. And we know that the economic impact of the development overall is going to be positive for our local hotels, restaurants, transportation companies. Across the board, I think people will feel the boost of having this kind of cultural attraction in the heart of the city.
One issue for a long time around Hittsville, USA, has been parking. Is that a consideration in the new plans?
It's the top consideration.
Really?
It is absolutely the top consideration. We're still working out all of the solutions around it, but it's giving us an interesting opportunity to partner with some of the surrounding businesses and to also just think about how the community can collaborate and sort of make use of parking in this area overall. So it's at the top of the list.
How big an impact do you think this will have on the number of visitors you get?
Oh, my goodness. You know, today, so we see over 70,000 people a year today, and we turn a lot of people away simply because our footprint is so small. There's only so much that we can do. So I think it, without question, will have significant impact on not only the people who visit, but even the types of events that we can host. You know, on a weekly basis, we get requests for facility rentals to host for various events, and some of them we just can't accommodate. We did 3 weddings last summer. Imagine that.
Hmm.
So I'm looking forward to not only the increased traffic, but just the usage of the space by community.
We've been talking with Robin Terry, chairwoman and CEO of the Motown Museum in Detroit. This week, they've announced a $50 million expansion of the Hittsville, USA facility where most of the legendary Motown music was recorded. Robin, thank you and good luck.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for helping to share the good news.